Our guest on the line from Spokane, Washington, is John J. Harper, and he has all kinds of degrees. And on top of that, you have a book out called Transformers, The Shaman of the 21st Century. And you have a unique perspective, but I guess it's not all that unique. Now that you mention it, you say some people that you have respected who you thought never would get into this seem to be open to the subject. Is that correct, John?
Yes. In fact, the more I open up and speak on this topic, the more it seems like we're getting folks to kind of come out of the bushes and you know, in the fringes, and they said, "Oh my goodness, John! There's the physics. There's the science of altered states of consciousness, and now we've got something to grab a hold of. Now we can wrestle this demon to the ground, so to speak, and see, you know, what makes it tick."
Now, this is a UFO show, and your two daughters, they were both adults at the time, right? They had a close encounter, is that correct?
Well, yes, it is correct, and it's one of those classifications. I'd be glad, I'm open to any type of classification for it, but my two daughters, Kimberly and Michelle, were in their late teens, early 20s at this time. This was in Fourth of July weekend, 1994. And they were at Lake Cushman in the Olympic Peninsula of Washington State. And for those who are not quite familiar with this area, that's pretty rugged terrain, very mountainous. If you think of a kind of a Swiss or southern Bavaria and Germany kind of environment, you've got the picture. They were camping with friends and family members, and it seems like when they were there one evening on the 4th of July in 94, they started seeing what they thought was a landscape that was totally out of context from where they were at. In other words, they were seeing a jungle or a tropical or semi-tropical environment that was behind them at this campsite. And of course, they thought initially, you know, their eyes were playing tricks on them, that maybe it was light and shadow from the sun going down over the Olympic Mountains. And they tried all these various scenarios out. But what happened, it kept getting more and more involved, it really started becoming traumatic. At first it was a joke, then it was an hallucination, then it was not, you know, a misperception, and then fear set in, and they started seeing animals, literally animals that should be in a jungle environment, like chimpanzees, like gorillas, and they also saw what was human-like beings tending to these animals. And what was interesting, I guess, to them was that the environment kept shifting. They would look away, and it would disappear. They would look back, and then sometimes it would be there. Well, to make a long story a little bit shorter, when they got back, they unloaded this story on me, you know, being a counselor type and a clinical hypnotherapist at that. They wanted to share, and I said, you guys slow it down here. You know, there's probably a very rational explanation for this. First of all, how many beers did we drink here this weekend, you know? So I tend to want to rule out the obvious, and my daughter Kimberly, who's the youngest at she kept coming to me and said, "Dad, you know, two or three days later, Dad, you've got to find out what went on there. I want you to put me into a hypnotic state and let me re-experience that. I'm bothered by it." I put her off for several days. I think it was about a week later. I said, "Okay, Kimberly, okay, enough's enough. Let's do this if you want to really find out, but it might be traumatic or it might be nothing at all." And she said, "Dad, I just want to know." So we did a session with her. It lasted about an hour, hour and a half, as I recall. And that, Jerry, was what really hit me hard, was the information that started coming through my daughter. It was just powerful. It was talked about earth changes. It talked about the fact that, yes, those were real images, that they were being projected from a higher state of consciousness, that these beings that they encountered there at the Lake Cushman, Washington. As it progressed through this session, I started becoming somewhat savvy to what was going on, and had the foresight to ask questions such as, when will the UFO phenomenon finally really break through into, you know, consciousness here with the planet as a whole? And I got an answer to that.
And what was the answer?
They said sometime around the year 2010 to 2012, there was going to be tremendous Earth changes already in progress that I believe they're in progress right now, and I go into great detail on this in my book. It talks about things like the sun increasing in output, and this because there's going to be a resonant relationship that's going to be established between the core of the Earth, which is causing underwater volcanism and the melting of the polar ice caps and all these things. But it's really, here's the thing that I didn't even consider, Jerry, back then, and that was that the Milky Way galaxy were starting to align with the center of the Milky Way galaxy again, and this happens every 25,900 years, give or take. That's the precession of the equinoxes, you know, the tilt of our Earth and all that stuff. And this is so far-fetched from my background in engineering and computer science. I mean, I'm not an astronomer, never looked through a telescope to the best of my recollection, not been interested in astrophysics or cosmology, pretty much deal with people, you know, psychology and then technology. And other than that, you know, I've never delved into any of these other areas. So, again, I had to learn a lot, but this is shaping up as a whole picture of what's happening now. The alien abduction phenomena, I believe, does have a connection here as well.
And have you been able to put that connection together?
I think I have. I really do, and in the book I cover this at some length. Again, the book is really comprehensive, so it's not going to just slice and dice everything I'm saying tonight and lay it out in a full chapter, but it's going to be there, and there's going to be references.
Yeah, we understand. You know, you're not the only one that says 2010, 2012, something like that. Dr. David Jacobs on last week, and he mentioned that he thinks this will all come to the forefront about that same time.
Now, that is fascinating, because I've never heard Dr. Jacobs say that before. Interesting.
Yeah, he said it last night in an last week in an interview with us. We've been talking about a symposium that had in New York the week before with several other people. John Mack, are you familiar with him up at Harvard?
Dr. Mack and I have corresponded. He sent me a letter, in fact, when I with my early manuscript, and was very supportive and very complimentary. I really appreciate him taking the time to write me a personal letter back then. Yeah,
because your theories are not that far apart. They're not exactly the same either.
No, they're not. I think that they're all dovetailing. I know that Dr. Mack, in his last book, Passport to the Cosmos, he had was working with a Harvard astrophysicist who had mentioned the fifth dimension, in fact, and said unless these entities or these advanced intelligences are dealing with fifth dimension, we really don't have a way to explain it. And yeah, I thought that was a cross reference and a corresponding validation of what I'm talking about as well. But before we go too much farther, I want to answer that last question, and that is, do I understand the connection between alien abductions, human beings, etc.? Yes, and I think it has to do with DNA. I really believe that we're talking about genetic engineering. I really believe that our DNA itself is being altered by the Earth changes, and that the aliens are here, if you will, to midwife our birth into the fifth dimension.
So you're saying we literally may be going into a brave new world.
I think we have to be brave, Jerry, or we won't survive it.
And you think this actually will come to pass fairly quickly then?
I think we're in it right now. I think what we're seeing with our stress levels in the communities, in the world, in the Middle East, the terrorism, all of these things, the wars and rumors of wars, as the Bible prophets have talked about, the book of Revelations when it talks about a new heaven and a new earth, I think all of these now are coalescing into one pretty clear picture, and that is, you know, the shift of the ages into Aquarius is upon us, and this is manifesting as kind of the noise, if you will. We're seeing stress and strain in our relationships, in our financial centers, our economies, our nations, and this is building to a crescendo, to a head, and that will be that shift of the poles, I believe, electromagnetically. I'm not a pole shifter guy that talks about the north and south pole of the planet turning over. I think that is a little immature scientifically, but I do sense that the electromagnetic fields will shift, and this is what will, if you will, catapult us into this next level of consciousness.
Now, these alien abductions and the DNA and all of that, we've discussed that with quite a few people. Do you feel these people are from another place, or just another time, or another dimension, or all three?
I believe that once a species matures to where we're going, where they can interact with the fifth dimension, they basically can go anywhere at the speed of thought.
Hmm. So much for our air travel plans.
Exactly. I think that the craft are real now. I don't want us to get into a state of mind here where I'm talking about only consciousness. What I'm saying is that the bottom line axiom of physics is consciousness itself, and then the molecules, the subatomic particles of matter. And when a person or a being gets to the point where they can interface with the fifth dimension, this is the zero-point field, or the vacuum of space is another term in physics that we hear today. Once you can interact consciously with that, then I believe you can create anything. You can materialize any object, if you will, out of the plasma, out of that zero-point field plasma.
Now, John, we're about out of time here, but tell me a little bit about this VantageQuest.org. What's the deal there?
Well, I have a colleague in Salina, Kansas, by the name of Carlisle Bergquist, and Carlisle has been studying at Saybrook Institute in San Francisco and is working on his doctoral dissertation back there in Kansas. He's got a website that he and I have kind of joined forces with, married our book and the CD-ROM, Vantage Quest 6 is the name of it, and it's at vantagequest.org, as Jerry is sharing here. It'll talk a lot about the technology of sound and how this CD will help you enter this creative state, this realm of the fifth dimension. And I think it's worthwhile just to go look and read. There's a lot of articles there. Once you get into the website, if you'll just go to the index and see Transformers, T-R-A-N-C-E, Formers, you'll see my picture, a copy of my book. There's some chapter headings there. I believe the preface is now listed where you can go ahead and read some of my book. And I really encourage everyone to do so.
And the name of that book is Transformers, Shaman of the 21st Century. And we have about a minute left. Dr. John J. Harper, in summary, what would you tell me here? What's the point of your book? Is it more just to let everybody know what you have discovered, or do you have some advice for us in this book?
Well, the book, Jerry, is really a compendium. It talks about all the areas that we have touched on briefly here, but in more depth. It's also, I think, a very coherent way of understanding what is happening to us today, where we are going in the future in general terms, and also to prepare us psychologically and physically for massive earth changes in terms of weather, agriculture, earthquakes, tornadic activity. You cannot come into this fifth-dimensional state, Jerry, without tremendous chaos coming to the system. So the more of us who are aware, the more of us who stabilize our family life, our personal life, our financial life, the more of us who, you know, get real and get simple and just get down to basics, the more of us will be able to help our neighbor and our friend. We'll be able to reach out, and we won't be part of that chaos.
In other words, this chaos, even though it may occur, you're saying life will go on.
It absolutely will, and it'll go on in a much more intimate way. We're going into a state of awareness where we're going to interact more with nature. We're going to see the auric fields, the energy fields around objects, around animals, trees. We're going to go back into a Garden of Eden type state eventually over the next couple hundred years. But right now, we're where the rubber meets the road, and those who can grapple with this and stabilize themselves emotionally will see a better day down the road.
Then if I get your drift here, so to speak, you're saying that some of these descriptions of UFOs are not imaginary or from another dimension. They may actually exist. Is that right?
I believe 100%. The science is saying that they are real, but real in what sense? And I say in the fifth-dimensional sense, and that has to do with being able to actually alter the subatomic particles through consciousness.
Well, Dr. Harper, I'm still thinking about up here in Spokane, Washington, being in the tropics. And I guess if your daughters read that right, that's maybe what will happen, huh?
Well, I think once the poles shift, Jerry, that's what we're going to see. I think North America and Canada are going to become warmer semi-tropical places, and the southern areas are going to become a little cooler climate-wise.
John J. Harper, thanks very much for being on the show. We'll have
you
again.
Thank you, Gary.
We'll have you again soon.
Thanks. Love to do it.
Okay, bye-bye.